Track 5. Now to the Mull roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Revived Mansion is a winner. Norfolk Historic House Walterton Park has been given a respected British Restoration Award, its second recent accolade. Historic Houses gave the 18th Century House first prize in its prestigious Restoration Award 2022. It had earlier won the Restoration of a Georgian Country House title in the Georgian Group Architectural Awards. Walterton Park was built between 1725 and 1741 for Horatio Walpole, brother of Sir Robert, Britain's first Prime Minister. Owners Peter Shepherd and Keith Day bought the hall in 2016. It had been uninhabited for 30 years, and the subsequent restoration work has been extensive. Restoring Walterton has been the best project of our lives, and we're delighted to receive recognition with these awards. It's been a challenging journey at times, but it is incredibly rewarding to have restored the hall and its buildings to their original beauty, says Peter. Ben Cowell, Director General at Historic Houses, says, "We're thrilled to announce this award to houses that have shown how to fight off that terrible and pernicious disease, decaying mansion syndrome."
Cleaning up. The beaches at Hunstanton and Old Hunstanton are cleaner thanks to staff from house builders Barrett and David Wilson Homes. 14 people from the firm spent a day volunteering with Norfolk Beach Cleans, a not-for-profit organisation founded by Emma Sturman to encourage the county's community to get involved in clearing the coastline. The team involved were very enthusiastic about taking part and making a difference to the environment. Their efforts resulted in 20 kilograms, 44 pounds, of litter removed from the environment, which is a fantastic amount considering most of the pieces were plastic packaging, says Emma. The donation Barrett and David Wilson Homes made in return for the corporate beach clean activity will help me continue the important work I do as a social enterprise community interest company, hosting regular public beach cleans for the Norfolk community to get involved in, and raising awareness of plastic pollution in the process.
Bikers and barbers. King's Lynn's Captain Fawcett, which makes and sells men's grooming products, has raised another £27,000 for Make-A-Wish, a charity which turns the dreams of seriously ill children into real-life magic, with an 800-mile motorbike ride across the south of England. The sixth Barber's Ride, a group of barbers and bikers, endured tarmac melting heat in the summer to cross from Weston-super-Mare to Margate over 5 days. Over the years that the ride has run, it's raised over £110,000 for the Lions Barber Collective, London's Great Ormond Street, and Liverpool's Alderhay Children's Hospitals, and Make-A-Wish. Richie Finney, owner of Captain Fawcett, is one of the founding members and sponsors of Barber's Ride. Make-A-Wish grants special wishes for sick children when they are most in need and brings positivity and happiness in times of distress. We decided to work with a national children's charity so that children from each region could benefit, and Make-A-Wish were the perfect organisation to partner with. Make-A-Wish UK Chief Executive Jason Suckley says, "We're hugely grateful to Barber's Ride. It can't be underestimated how powerful a wish can be in bringing light and joy to those children, as well as their loved ones, creating positive moments and cherished memories that have a lasting impact on all their lives."
Snowdrops on the way. While we're in the chilly grasp of winter, it's nice to look forward to the spring and brighter days. The National Garden Scheme, which has member gardens all over Norfolk, is championing the Snowdrop Festival, now in its 8th year. Gardens with spectacular displays of these pretty little blooms will be open from the end of this month through to March. The events are very popular. Fresh air and the beautiful first signs of spring are a reminder of the changing seasons and the promise of what's to come. A list of all snowdrop gardens is available at ngs.org.uk/snowdrops.